USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An official with the World Health Organization says that the agency doesn't have the power to force China to be more transparent about the origins of COVID-19. Mike Ryan, head of the organization's emergencies program, told reporters on Monday that they cannot compel any member to cooperate with an investigation, but that they expect their members to contribute. His statement coming as there have been more calls for a full investigation into the theory that the coronavirus leaked from a lab in Wuhan, something that the Chinese government denies and has also refused to divulge more data for an investigation. And a pair of wildfires in eastern Arizona have burned more than 100,000 acres as firefighters struggle to contain the blazes. The Telegraph fire has burnt over 56,000 acres to the south of the Tonto National Forest and is 0% contained. The Mezcal fire is about 8% contained and has burned over 52,000 acres of mountainous terrain. Fire officials say that the cause of the Telegraph fire was human, but is still under investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Kamala Harris announced several steps that the federal government would be taking to try to deal with the crisis at the southern border. Speaking after a meeting with Guatemala's president, Harris said new task forces would be created to fight human trafficking and corruption. She also told people not to come to the U.S.'s southern border.
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border. There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
South Dakota's governor made a big impact this past weekend at the North Carolina GOP convention that was headlined by former President Donald Trump. Tim Berg reports.
Kristi Noem governs a state that's about 1,500 miles away, but the South Dakota Republican appeared to be a big hit with North Carolina's GOP at their convention on Saturday. Noem criticizing Tony Fauci, the infectious disease expert, who had told her that South Dakota would need 10,000 hospital beds when the coronavirus reached its peak in the state. Turns out, she said, South Dakota only needed 600 beds when infections hit their highest point. Noem also saying people in her state like their freedom as opposed to the states that were locked down, such as New York and California.
The first time you heard my name was because the liberals were busy kicking me in the head for all the decisions I was making in South Dakota, right? Right? Rachel Maddow, Elizabeth Warren, all talking about how I was irresponsible, I was reckless, I was a denier. But I want you to know something, that my people are happy. And they're happy because they're free. They're free and their freedoms were protected this last year.
And the Navy has denied a request from a service member signed by an NFL team to delay his commission to allow him to play football. Rookie quarterback Cameron Kinley's request was denied following his graduation from the Naval Academy. Kinley went undrafted in April but later signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.